As we've just heard, the FBI decided to release pictures of the two hijackers in Portland, Maine, taken on the night before the attacks, in order to spark people's memories and encourage them to call in with information. In Portland, Maine, though, it's leaving some people feeling uneasy, as Maine Public Radio's Charlotte Renner reports.
The small, grainy photos of two men shopping, getting cash and food, are remarkable for what they don't show. The two men don't look evil, or like they're about to commit a sensational crime. But investigators say Mohammed Atta and Abdulaziz Al-Omari checked into a motel near the Portland JetBoard shortly before 6 o'clock on Monday, September 10th, and ate dinner at a nearby Pizza Hut. Later, they shopped at Walmart for about 20 minutes. Heading into the Pizza Hut around lunchtime today, Rodney Sear and Scott Twitchell said the two men probably didn't make much of an impression.
Before this had happened, I don't think anyone had even looked twice at him before this had happened. So,
there's all kinds of people around here. Why would we look at anybody differently unless they behave strangely, which apparently they didn't. So.
Portland is home to about 70,000 people. Knowing that the terrorists spent time in their community has left some residents feeling unsettled. Walmart shopper Lisa Belthouse never thought such a thing could happen where she lives.
It made me think, did I go to Walmart on that night? You know, could I have been in the same place as those people? It's very scary.
Another Walmart shopper, Deborah Perot, says some of her relatives live in New York City, only 5 miles from the devastated site of the World Trade Center. She finds it doubly upsetting that the terrorists apparently began their murderous day in Maine.
I live 5 minutes away from the JetBoard, so it's very, very scary. But I've tried to just keep my life going as normally as possible.
The surveillance photos do not clearly show the faces of the suspects, but the FBI says it has been receiving a steady stream of calls since releasing the pictures and chronology yesterday from people who say they may have seen the two men before they set out on their destructive errands. However, the FBI will not comment on the nature or usefulness of the leads. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.